Good morning, we're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Chol Tes, Siman Aleph, and today's share is sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zev Halevi. So the Chayyim has went through the Sidur of the Pas, the process of the Lamalachas involved in the baking a loaf of bread. The Malachas involved in making a baguette. The next set of Malachas deals with leather. Processing hides. So the first malach is hatzad tzvi. So we will see when we get the malachas of tzad. So the person captures an animal. Say there's an interesting malacha because there's no physical change in the animal at all. It's just the person has exerted his authority, his power over the animal by enclosing him and trapping him in a certain area. That comes with some interesting applications. Hashrach toy, the process of killing the animal, Mitzil Sushama, Hamashita, removing the flaying the hide from the animal, Hamaleach, Hamaabed, so the Gemara says that Maleach and Ma'abed are really one malacha, and the Chayyim actually lists both, but he only counts it as one malacha. The difference between Maleach and Ma'abed, the Chayyim explains in the Nishmas Adam. The Malach was done that they would only salt from one side. And Ma'abed was they would do it from both sides, the process from both sides. The difference is that in a case where they wanted to hide, to keep the hair of the fur of the animal, they would do Malicha. And when they wanted to remove the hair, they would do Ibud. Both of them, the process is the idea of rotting. Decomposition takes place in the presence of water. A petrified forest is petrified because there's no water there. Therefore, the wood remains intact thousands of years. So the process of removing the water from the hide allows the hide not to rot. If you just leave the hide as is, it would rot like same with the carcass of the animal rots. Because they remove the water, so now they've preserved the hide. So any process of removing liquid, using salt or something of that sort to remove the moisture from the item, thereby changing it or preserving it. So the malach of kibush, kvashim, the process of preserving and pickling, goes under this malach. So the Mishnah says Hamalech and Ma'abed, the more I ask that they're one. And so the Mishnah Zadam explains that we do find certain malachas which are similar, which are counted as two. The malacha of Zorah, Borer, and Merakeh are fairly similar. They're all used, they all are different steps in the process of removing the impurities from the mixture. And it's counted as three different ones, so maybe they should be counted as two different ones as well. The more comes out, no, and the more adds in a masartate. So the person puts a marking on the hide where to cut. So that process of setting it up for the process of cutting it in itself is beneficial work, and that's a malacha. The person then goes and scrapes off all of the hair. So smoothing something out, anything which goes under the malach of smoothing is mamachik. That's where you get the malachas of smoothing out creams, etc. Hamachatroi, then the person cuts something to size. Kolzehoya, b'malachas oris elim v'oris tachashim. So all of these are involved in the oris. So these are the next seven. So we have 11, 13, and 7. Takes us to 31. They would mark off the hides, where to cut off the sides to have a complete hide, which is the shape that they wanted it in, and leaving the trimmings, to cut off the trimmings, and that's the malach of mechatek and sirtut. And the Mishnah continues, and the Chayyim quotes in the next part of the Mishnah, that there are three sets of malachas which come in pairs. A person writes, and the Mishnah says the shear for this is two osios. That's the Bichayev, one, even when I says Osir. Or a person erases writing which is there with, and in order that it shouldn't have to be destructive, it should be constructive work. He does it in order to prepare the surface for a new writing. So that's the Melacha Mochik. Where did you have it in the Mishkan? Shekein Ha Yukosun Al Karshay Mishkan Leida Eza Karish Betzof and Meza Bedarim. They were makba to keep each carriage always in the same place. So the carriage was designed to be near the Kodesh Kodoshim. It shouldn't be moved further away. So in order to keep track of that, they would mark on the Kodoshim a marking, which would tell them where it belonged. So that was part of the process, and if they made a mistake, they would erase and correct it. Habana Basayser, building the Mishkan, putting the Mishkan together, they stood the Mishkan up, they put the crushing together. That is the Malacha of Sois Abayna. And they took it apart as they traveled. The Mishkan could be up for a short period of time. So the Yerushalmi brings a right from the Binyan Lashaw is called Binyan. You know, something a person builds, even he intends to. Either it's not built to last more than a short period of time, or the person intends to remove it and take it apart, demolish it within a short period of time. That's still called boina. That's even less than 24 hours, because the pasuk says sometimes they would put the mission together and take it apart within less than 24 hours. So even the binyan is just for the shaw, just for a few hours, it's called boina. So those are the last set is Mechaba Hamaver. So they would do Kibui and Havora in the Mishkan. So those are three sets. That gives another six. So now we're up to 37. We have two more to talk about, Beis Hashem, in the next year.